Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's going on, everybody? And good morning. Today is Friday, June 27th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. Today is Friday. The weekend is here, and it seems like the heat is over. Thank God. Very, very hot week for sure. Although I was thinking about this. If nobody made a big deal out of the heat and you didn't know what the temperature was, do you think you would have known it was way hotter than normal? I feel like a lot of this week was kind of mental, where, at least for me, like when I was stepping outside, I knew it was going to be very hot. And I feel like that made it more hot, if that makes sense, because everybody was talking about it. So just something to think about on your Friday if you're driving down the shore, driving somewhere fun, or just hanging out in your cool house, hopefully not dealing with the heat. Today's podcast is going to be a little bit different. We're just going to do an Eagles 53-man roster prediction. We've had the draft, we've had free agency, we've had second, third wave of free agency. We've had all the important parts of the offseason. So it's time to take a look at the 53-man roster and where I think it stands as of right now. But first, a reminder, if you haven't yet, we're doing a survey. Me and James always say the listeners are the most important part of the pod. We literally couldn't do this without you, as James says, the backbone of the station and the podcast. And as a result, we want to know what you think we could do better on the pod, what we're doing well, what type of things you would like to see on the pod, what type of things we're doing maybe you don't enjoy. And to be honest, as I said, I'm very impressionable. So if you take the time to submit a survey, take the time to complete the survey, there's a good chance what you suggest might get taken into consideration. So yeah, the URL for the survey is in the description of this. So go ahead and click that link, fill it out. And if you do, you could get a Go Birds t-shirt. So very much appreciate everybody that takes the time to do it. Okay, so let's get into it. A 53-man offseason, heading into training camp roster prediction. You gotta love that. We're gonna look at the offense first, then we'll do the defense and some interesting decisions to make on the offensive side of the ball. I think that's where you'll probably see a lot of the roster maneuvering. There's probably more offensive players they want to keep that will get cut than I think on the defensive side of the ball. On the defensive side of the ball, we'll talk about it, but not a ton of guys I think they'll be really worried about cutting. I think that's a little more likely to happen on the offensive side of the ball. So let's start. 53-man roster. Position by position, here we go. Start at quarterback, most important position in sports. I have them keeping three quarterbacks, and I think those quarterbacks are Jalen Hurts, think he'll make the team, Tanner McKee, Kyle McCord, and I have them cutting Dorian Thompson-Robinson. So let's talk about like the interesting decisions here. First is, who do you keep, Kyle McCord or Dorian Thompson-Robinson? I think that this is not locked in, but I think it is McCord's job to lose. You just watch him throw the ball He just makes better throws right now. I mean, frankly, better than Tanner McKee did in the minicamp. Clearly, I think Hurts is a better passer than McCord. But, man, McCord puts some zip on the football. He squeezes into tight windows. He takes chances. I was really impressed with the limited throws we saw of his, but also just watching more tape of him since he got here from Syracuse. Dorian Thompson-Robinson obviously adds something as a runner that neither McKee or McCord do. He looks small to me, like slight, and now in an open field, obviously that's a positive, but he just looked tiny to me, or at least way smaller than I expected. So, and, you know, did not have a good minicamp. Now, I do think he's a good practice squad player. I think a year with the Eagles would really help him. I think there are tools there, but the fact is, if both McCord and DTR get cut, I think McCord is far more likely to get picked up by another team, especially if he has an outstanding training camp and preseason, I should say. And I would not completely rule out there being a point this season or in training camp where we're talking about McCord being a better quarterback for this team as a backup than McKee. McKee has in-game experience, but I think McCord just has a better arm than Tanner McKee does. I can't speak to McCord's processing ability yet. McKee, I think the strength of his game is he figures things out pre-snap and then post-snap because he's figured it out. His limited athleticism and probably not special arm doesn't hurt him. But McCord, I think, has an arm to make up for mistakes. Frankly, I don't even know if Jalen has an arm that makes up for mistakes. McCord has an arm where he can make up for a mistake. So Jalen, Tanner McKee, Kyle McCord make the team. Dorian Thompson-Robinson released, I think, and then brought back on the practice squad. All right, running back. Saquon Barkley, going to make the team. Will Shipley, going to make the team, going to be the top backup. I have them just keeping two running backs right now. And as I've said, on the pod, hand up. This was a Jimmy Kempsky idea, but I agree with it, and I think it makes a lot of sense. I don't think it is a definite. I could definitely picture a world where they just keep A.J. Dillon and don't complicate things. If he has a great training camp, you never know. I don't think he would leave. I think he would stay with the Eagles if released and just sign to their practice squad for a few weeks. They'd pay him similar money. He's been here all offseason. He didn't want to learn the offense. He's in a great situation. You never know completely. Like, if he has a great training camp and preseason, a team has a running back that's hurt, they offer him more money than expected. So maybe you don't want to take that chance. But I think there's a 99% chance if they release A.J. Dillon, they can just put him on the roster. And this allows you 4 weeks of holding on to somebody you might not want to release and then figuring it out there. A player gets hurt, a roster spot opens up, something like that. But I think on the initial 53, Saquon and Shipley stay. A.J. Dillon's cut. But week one against Dallas, I expect the three running backs to be Saquon, Shipley, and A.J. Dillon. So the running backs that are cut, Keelan Robinson just picked up from Jacksonville, Shenderick Powell, Montrell Johnson, Lou Nichols. I'll put Ben Van Summer in here. I think he has a shot to make the team. I'd put him on the bubble. They brought him back very early in free agency. They gave him a fullback number. They've completely moved him to that side of the ball. But I don't think he's getting claimed on waivers. I think he can be a practice squad guy. You can elevate him some weeks where you think you're going to use him more than others. He's a good special teams player, so that could definitely help him. I am not saying like for sure he won't make it. I just view this right now as there are other players that I think they value more than Ben Van Summeren that they don't want to expose to waivers. So two running backs, which brings us to five so far of the 53, three quarterbacks, two running backs. Tight end, Dallas Goedert, Grant Calcaterra, I think are both definitely going to make the team. Is there a 1% chance world where they trade Calcaterra? Maybe. He's on the last year of his contract. They have other interesting options at tight end, but I think you'll see Goedert and Calcaterra make the team, which then brings in the tough decision-making. So had they kept Goedert, I think it probably would have been somewhat easy. They would have gone Calcaterra, Kylan Granson, Harrison Bryant, and then maybe squeezed DJ Jenkins on or put him on practice squad if they thought they could. But with Goedert staying, and now with the team, obviously, I think Goedert, Calcaterra are locks. And then you got to decide, are you going to keep four tight ends? Would you keep five? I think there's no shot they keep five, but I think they have five tight ends worthy of a roster spot. So between Kylan Granson and Harrison Bryant, this isn't the end-all be-all, but Harrison Bryant got $750,000 guaranteed. Kylan Granson got $1 million guaranteed. I think they like Kylan Granson more as a blocker. I think they're intrigued with him as a receiver. Didn't have an outstanding minicamp for the practices that I was there for, but I still think he got slightly more money. I think he's a more well-rounded player. If you're keeping Calcaterra, he's more of a receiving tight end. You need Grandson to block. Harrison Bryant, his blocking grade's pretty up and down. I think he's a better receiver than Grandson is, but I think Grandson's a more well-rounded player that got more money. So I'll put Kylan Grandson on the roster over Harrison Bryant. Now, they could definitely keep four. Like, Harrison Bryant could make the team. They could keep four tight ends and only five wide receivers. I have them six, which we'll talk about in a second. But I could picture a world where Harrison Bryant just leaves, because when he signed, he probably didn't think Goddard was going to be here. So if they cut Harrison Bryant, he could definitely decide to go somewhere else where he'll be a top two or a top three tight end. Here, he could push to be a top three. Now, Calcaterra misses time. Goddard misses time. But tough decisions. I mean, even EJ Jenkins, I think, is a good player. He played at the end of last year, had an outstanding training camp. I think athletically, he's the best tight end they have besides Goddard. Just watching him run, he runs like a wide receiver. I don't think cutting EJ Jenkins is going to be good for the Eagles. So could they maybe try to just put all five on? I'd be shocked, but they have five good tight ends, and I think they'll end up keeping players at other positions that are not as good at their position as EJ Jenkins or Harrison Bryant are as there. So I'll have them with three right now: Goddard, Calcaterra, and Grandson. But man, Harrison Bryant and EJ Jenkins, tough. I mean, look, even Nick Muse caught a touchdown in the minicamp we were at, so maybe they have something there. Cameron Latou, probably a practice squad guy. Maybe Nick Muse shines enough in the preseason, he gets picked up elsewhere. But I would think they'd probably like Nick Muse back on the practice squad, just from what I saw of him in training camp, in minicamp. So three quarterbacks, two running backs, three tight ends. That brings us to eight so far. Wide receiver, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Jahan Dotson. I'm excited about Jahan Dotson this year. He looked really good in minicamp. He played better as the year went on. He's had a full offseason with the team to work with Jalen, to get his life straight in terms of just moving from Washington and all that. I think Dotson's set for a much better year. After that, it gets tough. So I have them keeping six, with Avery Williams being one of those six. Now, Avery Williams, we could, in theory, put with the running backs if you wanted. He's more of just a kick returner guy, but Nick has talked about how he's excited about him. If you remember last year, they were throwing the ball to Britton Covey. I think they view Avery Williams as a better version of Britton Covey. So I think Avery Williams makes the team. Terrace Marshall, I have on the team. Now, they could definitely cut him, but he has NFL experience. They targeted him somewhat early in free agency, and they just don't have a lot of experience behind the top three. Now, if Brown or Smith were to go down, Dotson would step up into that role. But Terrace Marshall, I mean, they play a lot of three wide receiver sets on offense. Terrace Marshall brings experience. I thought he looked good in the practices I saw. So I think they keep him. So I would go Brown, Smith, Dotson, Avery Williams, Terrace Marshall. I think Johnny Wilson makes the team. I saw our good buddy BLG had him being cut. I think that's overreacting a little bit. He was, a fifth round pick the year before. I thought showed some good signs, big body, a different body type than they have. Now, does suffer from drops. That is definitely something that was on a scouting report and something we saw last year in training camp, had a drop in the Super Bowl, if I'm not mistaken. Like, definitely deals with drops. But I just think to give up on him after the first year, I think another team would pick him up. I don't think they want to do that. So six wide receivers, which means I have him cutting Anaya Smith. A.J. Brown taking Anaya Smith under his wing is interesting. I wouldn't completely rule out him making the team. But Anaya Smith, Danny Gray, Elijah Cooks, Darius Cooper, Taylor Morin, and Giles Jackson all being released. I could picture Danny Gray pushing for a roster spot potentially, maybe over Terrace Marshall, maybe over Avery Williams. But if not, I could picture him back on the practice squad, maybe elevated if Terrace Marshall or Avery Williams get hurt, or if they don't reach their potential. So six wide receivers. I would bet on my final 53. I have them going with five, but I'll give them six right now just because they do need depth there. Avery Williams is a kick returner, and I just don't picture them giving up on Johnny Wilson this early. But Terrace Marshall, definitely one I could picture cutting on my final 53-man prediction. Okay, offensive line. And this is one where I think there'll be a surprise to you all on it. So Jordan Mailata, Landon Dickerson, Cam Jurgens, Tyler Steen, I think will be the starting right guard. So Tyler Steen clearly going to make the team either way. And Lane Johnson, there's your starting five. Okay, now let's talk about the backups. Kenyon Green, I think, is 95% going to make the team. Is it possible he gets here, they're just completely disappointed and they cut him? I wouldn't completely rule it out, but I think they've decided they want to develop him and try to make good on the potential he had as a high first round pick. Darian Kennard, I have as the swing tackle. They had him here all last year, super popular in the locker room. I think he beats out Kendall Lamb. Kendall Lamb could probably be signed on the practice squad, veteran experience, have him there. But I think Kennard has a better chance at that job by the time we get to final cuts. So he could be the backup swing tackle. Kenyon Green could be a backup interior guy. So from that point, you're looking at developmental players. Now, Drew Kendall out of Boston College, fourth round pick, is going to make the team, but I also think he will end up being a top backup. I could picture him being the top backup center. He has experience at guard. I think Drew Kendall is going to factor in this season. The two developmental players I think they keep are Cam Williams and Miles Hinton. So I think they want to develop a tackle. Cam Williams, I could maybe picture being a shady IR candidate, but I do not think they will cut Cam Williams. He could have been a first round pick in next year's draft. He has shady IR written all over him, but I'll put him on my 53 for now just to show how much I think they value him. I think when they drafted him at that moment, they decided they were going to keep him in the building for the year to develop. So Cam Williams makes my 53, but I do think he'll probably be on IR. And then Miles Hinton, I think could be a player potentially later on in the season. I think more prepared to play than Cam Williams is. I just don't think they're going to want to let him out the building. Super impressive, big body, played at Michigan. And they have to start thinking a little bit about Lane's replacement. And while not Mailata's replacement, Mailata does miss time. So Miles Hinton, Cam Williams make it as the backup tackles that probably won't play. Darian Kennard makes it as the swing tackle. Kenyon Green and Drew Kendall, the backups on the interior. I could picture them looking, again, Kendall Lamb on the practice squad as the like experienced tackle. And then Matt Pryor, I have them releasing him, bring him to practice squad. I would not completely rule out him beating out Tyler Steen. I think Matt Pryor will be in the building. And if they think Matt would leave, then maybe they do cut Darian Kennard. They let Matt Pryor be a swing tackle and play. I mean, he can play all the positions besides center. So maybe that's what they do. But I think Kendall Lamb and Matt Pryor will be a part of the team. I just don't think initially on the 53. And then released, Brett Toth, Lakin Vakalehi, Trevor Keegan, sad to see him go. He didn't really play last year at all. They're having him try to snap the ball now. I like him and his potential. It's not a player I would release, but it does seem like he's maybe on the outs. Holland Pierce, the super big tackle from Rutgers, I think they'll probably get him to practice squad. And then Marcus Tate released as well. So that's 10 offensive linemen, 6 wide receiver brings us to 16, 3 tight ends is 19, 2 running backs is 21, 3 quarterbacks, 24. So that would be more players on the defensive side of the ball, which we will get to on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, so now that we did the offensive side of the ball, let's look at the defensive side of the ball where there are more starting jobs up for grabs, but I think the cuts are a little easier. On the offensive side of the ball, there were some players I cut that I think will factor in, like A.J. Dillon, Harrison Bryant, good player, E.J. Jenkins, good player, Danny Gray showed some potential, Matt Pryor, NFL player, Kendall Lamb, NFL player, Trevor Keegan, you know, sad to see a developmental guy go. On the defensive side of the ball, I think more of the decisions are depth chart than they are roster spots. So let's start with the defensive line. First up, Nolan Smith at the edges here. Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, Azeez Ojulari. I put Josh Uche on there. I don't love it, but I have him on there for now. Antoine Powell-Ryland, those make the edges. So five edges, which means they cut Patrick Johnson, Ochon Mathis, and KJ Henry. Pretty easy. Patrick Johnson maybe makes a team over Uche. If Uche's straight up bad and Patrick Johnson looks like a good special teams player, I could picture them swiping out. But it's not going to be hard to cut Byron Young, Ochun Mathis, and KJ Henry. Gabe Hall, maybe. I think Gabe Hall is like a dark horse to make the team, but I also think he's someone you can get on practice squad. So not going to be that tough. And then defensive tackle, Jalen Carter, Moro Ojomo, Jordan Davis, Ty Robinson, Thomas Booker. Carter, Ojomo, Davis, and Robinson are locks. They're going to be on the team. Smith, Hunt, Ojulari, locks, and I think Powell-Ryland kind of a lock. So a lot of these spots are decided. Thomas Booker played last year, good locker room guy. They like him, played well last year, had a good training camp. I don't think he is a lock. He's someone I could see, like, if they don't think Robinson's going to be as ready as they think, if Davis maybe isn't flashing the way they hoped, I could maybe picture them cutting Thomas Booker and bringing in another veteran defensive tackle. Worth noting, they did carry Byron Young on the 53 all last year, so maybe he could beat Booker out. But I think Booker's going to make the team. So those would be my 10 defensive linemen. Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, Ojulari, Uche, Powell-Ryland, Carter, Ojomo, Davis, Robinson, and Booker. All right, linebackers. Now, obviously, linebacker, more than any other position, a key question here is health. Zach Bond going to make the team. Trotter Jr. going to make the team. Smile Mondon Jr. out of Georgia going to make the team. He will be a special teams guy. He could potentially play right away. High football IQ, great athlete, getting reps with the one at the man with the starters at the mandatory minicamp. Very big on Smile Mondon Jr. I think they got a player there. I think he makes the team. Now, I have Jahad Campbell with the linebackers, not to get into the whole edge linebacker thing, but I put Campbell with the linebackers. It's where he's practicing now. Could he start camp on PUP? He might, but I believe he will be active week one. If Fangio is telling the truth, which Fangio seems to always do, and he's going to practice mid-August, and he had a helmet on doing individual drills at the mandatory minicamp, I don't think he'll start the season on PUP. They're going to want him to practice. They're not going to care holding a roster spot for Jahad Campbell. Like, that's a no-brainer. So I think Bond, Trotter Jr., Campbell, and Mondon, a pretty easy four players to keep at linebacker. Now, what does this mean about N'Kobe? I think N'Kobe is going to start the year on PUP. I don't think he'll practice in training camp, and I think he will maybe be more of a mid-season type of player for the Eagles, which means he will start on PUP. He won't count on the 53, and I think that's how they'll handle that. So four linebackers, and then they'll cut Dallas Gant and Lance Nixon. Could probably get him on the practice squad. This is a fairly easy position here. It's going to be those four, N'Kobe on PUP, and those two players. I think there's a world where they maybe acquire another linebacker if they don't think Campbell's going to be ready. If Mondon's not picking it up the way they hoped, you don't want to go into a game or a season with Dallas Gant or Lance Nixon as one of your backups. So I could picture a veteran linebacker maybe being brought in, but I think those four are going to be the guys. All right, cornerback. There's a little bit more of interesting decisions. I think there's two players that maybe could push for a roster spot, but mostly I think this one's set as well. So 10 defensive linemen, four linebackers bring us to 14 on the defensive side of the ball, and I have five cornerbacks making the team. Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Keely Ringo, Adoree Jackson, and Mac McWilliams. Maybe no player from the draft has changed my opinion on them more than Mac McWilliams since the draft. Probably guilty of just being like, oh, he's a small corner, I don't like it. But you watch some of the tape, some of the things people are writing and saying about him, being around him. He's not a small guy. I think he's going to be the top backup at nickel. Quinion will start on the outside. I think it will be Keeley on the other side. Cooper in the slot. That gives you a Dory Jackson as a top backup potentially on either side. Mac McWilliams is a top backup at nickel. But here's where it could get interesting. Perry Nickerson has a tie to Vic Fangio, has a history with him, was getting some first team reps at mandatory minicamp. Eli Ricks has been with the team for a few years, a different body type than a lot of the other corners, has played nickel, can play on the outside. Could one of them sneak onto the roster if they're not ready to put Mac McWilliams as the top backup? Maybe. So those are two players I would look at. But outside of that, Tyreek Castro Fields, I don't think he's going to make the team. BJ Mays, probably a practice squad guy. And Brandon Johnson, interesting, but I think those three are practice squad guys along with AJ Wood. So could they bring in another corner? Possible, but I think those five, well, those are definitely going to make the team. Quinion, Dejean, Ringo, Adoree, and Mac McWilliams. It's just a question on if they carry a sixth and go light somewhere else, but I think those five will make the team. So that brings us to 19 players on the defensive side of the ball. Now safety, the last position to talk about. Blankenship, going to make the team. Makuba, going to make the team. Sidney Brown, probably going to make the team. I don't think they'll cut Sidney. I think if they don't like him, they'll trade him, but I'll put him on my 53. And then I have Tristan McCollum. Fangio loves him. He feels comfortable with him out there. Makuba and Brown are inexperienced. McCollum's at least been around the team and has played in games. He was Chauncey's top backup last year. I have him making over the team over three interesting options. Like, other than tight end, I think safety is the other position where there's the toughest decisions to make. Lewis Cine, a former first round pick, they carried him as a 53 man roster guy in the postseason run. Max and Hook from Toledo, roommates with Quinion. Nick Sirianni, close with his head coach there at Toledo. The coaching staff was at a practice. Looking at him in person, I think he has the body type to be an NFL safety. And then Andre Sam, the coaches love him. He made some plays. I could picture him making the team. So could they go five safeties and try to go light somewhere else? Maybe, but I think I have four there for now, and then they hopefully get all three of those guys on the practice squad. Okay, next up would be the end, the last group, the easy group. You know, I don't think I guess Jake Elliott was 1 year competing. No, he came in after. There's not been many years where the Eagles have had a kicker competition because they've had good kickers, but they just traditionally don't carry two, not bringing in competition as of now for Jake Elliott. So the special teams are an easy one. Jake Elliott, kicker, Brendan Mann, punter, Charlie Hewlett, the new long snapper. So those three make the team. And that, ladies and gentlemen, three special teamers, four safeties, five corners, four linebackers, 10 defensive linemen, 10 offensive linemen, six wide receivers, three tight ends, two running backs, three quarterbacks. That's how you get to 53. So that would be my current 53-man roster. I think the best players I cut, A.J. Dillon, Harrison Bryant, E.J. Jenkins, Matt Pryor, I like Eli Ricks, and then I would say those are like the toughest guys I let go. Outside of that, I think you can find a lot of these other players they cut. Danny Gray, Elijah Cooks, Anaya Smith, you can find them. Backup linebackers, nothing special they have there. Backup safeties, I'm intrigued by Max and Hook and Andre Sam and Lewis Cine, but let's not act like every team doesn't have three guys that they're intrigued with. So looking at this Eagles roster for the first time as a 53-man unit, obviously a very talented roster. You know, in training camp right now, we're focusing on backup guard, third string linebacker. And yeah, they have questions there, right? If you look at a lot of these positions, there is unproven guys. I had them keeping two tackles that have never played in the NFL, a top backup guard in Drew Kendall that's never played in the NFL. The edges, Uche and Ojulari, you know, not Uche basically given up on by two teams. The linebackers, Trotter Jr. never really played. Mondon Jr. never played in the NFL. Keeley Ringo hasn't started on the outside. Makuba, a rookie. So they definitely have some unproven parts of this roster, but just the top end talent remains really, really good. If you go straight across, Jalen Hurts, Saquon Goddard, A.J. Brown, Mailata, Nolan Smith, Zach Bond, Quinion, Reed, and Jake Elliott. I don't know if there's a team in the NFL that can list their top guy. Now, obviously, you could say Lane is the top guy, but regardless, just that type of talent. So that's my initial impression of the roster. Lots of unproven players, lots of young guys, but a very top-heavy roster where 1 through 20 are just better than almost every other team in the NFL. But as we know, depth matters, which is why training camp will be so important. So thank you, everybody, for listening. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.